This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and welcome to Goals and Growth, coming to you on Plains FM 96.9 from the heart of Canterbury. Goals and Growth is all about achievement. Setting that objective, the target, whether big or small, near term or well into the future, taking careful aim with planning and purpose, and then going out and doing the things you need to do to reach that goal. And probably adapting the plan along the way to life's surprises. And yes, the journey to the goal is often a journey to better, to growth, to learning more about ourselves, about others, and about the world. Today, we're talking about the future of our show, Goals and Growth. I have an announcement to make to light up today's broadcast. Motukai Nkwazi is joining me for the future of the Goals and Growth shows. Welcome, Motukai.
Kia ora, Pete. Glad to be on board of this fantastic show.
You'll make it so. Welcome, and thanks so much for partnering with me. One of your jobs is to make sure I don't hog the mic and talk too much. For our regular listeners, you will remember, Motukai, the runner, the fantastically crazy ultra-distance runner from the past two shows. So, Motukai, I'll put you in the seat right now. For our listeners, can you please share with me what is happening on the return to normality front after that bucket list epic endurance event, and a little about yourself and what you want to achieve on Goals and Growth over the coming months?
Yeah, no, thanks, Pete. It's funny you should mention that, because I was actually thinking about this the other day when someone asked me a similar question in terms of what is different since accomplishing this big, audacious goal. And I think one of the biggest things I've experienced is a newfound inner resolve in myself. And if I had to use an analogy, I'd compare when faced with adversity, I've got a toolbox with tools which I can use to take on the adversity and the challenge. And after having to exhaust that toolbox, I guess, through this 100-mile experience, not only am I now aware of all the tools that I have with me, but I can now reach down and get them when need be. And I think that's something that I guess is almost a life theme when you're faced with different challenges in your life, whether it's financial, whether it's family. If you've overcome challenges in the past, you've got certain things that, because you've got that muscle memory almost, that you can reach straight for, and you're like, right, here's adversity. I'll just reach for number 18 spanner and take this on. It's been amazing.
So it's making almost into a habit the tool identification, the appropriate tool identification and selection. So it's understanding what you have available. Maybe you realize actually that you have a bigger group of tools than you otherwise previously had, and also being more capable and skillful in utilizing those tools. Would that be fair?
Oh, 100%. And actually, one of those things as well, just to speak to, I guess, what's next or the goals looking ahead, is no matter what individual accomplishment or what individual goal you have, one of the biggest tools that I've learned that is within my toolbox is that individual accomplishments are built on the foundation of a strong supporting cast. And leaning on that supporting cast when things get rough, or even before things get rough, and just knowing that you've got that infrastructure around you, I guess would be how I put it, whether it's family, friends, your partner, and utilizing them, because you are an accumulation of all those little bits of the people that you keep around you. What do they say? You're the sum average of the five people you keep around you. And just really leveraging that and honing into that and harnessing that energy and that strength of the people you keep around you.
That's a real insight. I knew you'd come up with these, you see. That's why you're on the show. Fantastic. So I'd just like to explore that a little bit further. How have you changed others? You obviously have changed, and you're changing still.
Yeah.
As you're sort of like internalizing the experience or the experiences. But how do you think you've changed others? Or do you think you've changed others?
Well, I think something which I'm actually also hoping to bring to the show as well is being able to more openly talk about the challenges that come when you've set your sights on accomplishing something. Because quite often we always see the photo finish or the success story, but we often don't talk enough about the moments of doubt, the really crazy thoughts of failure that you'll never say out loud, and sharing more of those stories, so and allowing people to I guess embrace that uncertainty sometimes, uncertainty, the fear, and sharing more of those stories. And I think I now feel more comfortable and confident and actually more keen generally to talk more about some of those things and say, yeah, it's not always just what the finished product, but there's a whole lot of middle part that goes into mm-hmm. making this pizza or this burger.
Absolutely. Just reflecting back on it, because I think it's something we touched on but didn't really get an answer from you in the previous show, is would your feelings, do you think, on reflection, be profoundly different now if you hadn't achieved your goal?
I think so. Because if I was to draw a possibility tree, I guess.
Okay.
You've got two possible outcomes, whether you finish or you don't finish. And then from there, you've got other outcomes. Or maybe it might not be two, but each different outcome ends up carving a different path and it leads you to something different. So I think my perspective would have been different, but not necessarily good or bad. It just would have been different. And I think that's a huge part of personal growth as well, is just it's different. It's not good or bad. It's just going to be different, and embracing that.
There's a reason why I asked you, or there's a number of reasons actually why. And just to be clear, for anyone who's just joining the show and either can't remember or didn't hear the previous show, Mordecai is talking about the Tarawera Ultramarathon,
yes,
which is 165 k's of lots of different types of terrain, and that's all in one. Well, in your case, it was about, 32 hours?
32 hours, yeah.
32 hours. A day and a bit. Yeah, exactly. So one of the reasons why I asked that question is there are people don't like getting second often. They'd much rather get first.
Yes.
But there's been some interesting research that's been done of Olympic gold medalists versus Olympic silver medalists. Now, that's
interesting.
Almost the peak, and the peak typically of achievement. For most people, an Olympic gold is like the absolute in sport, at least.
Yeah.
Getting second is really good if you didn't expect to get second. It was something that maybe you didn't even expect to be on the podium, but you got second. Yoo-hoo! But for a lot of people, they would have wanted one place higher. Mm. Now, just curious of your thoughts about this. When they did a review of the people's, because typically those people were successful and got their gold medal when they were, you know, in their teens or early to mid-20s, usually when they were quite young.
Yeah.
Have a guess at later achievements in life. Which ones were the more successful and happier and felt more fulfilled when they were 60 or 70?
You know
where this is going, don't you?
I would be tempted to say the silver medalist, because when you think of accomplishments and the feeling you get when you accomplish something, it's a fleeting feeling. And if you feel like you've reached that pinnacle, you're instantly going to feel that, well, what next? You can only go down.
Yeah, in a way.
Am I right?
Or at least you're absolutely right. They found substantially higher levels of overall fulfillment, happiness, achievement in other pursuits throughout the life of the majority of the silver medalists versus the gold medalists.
Yeah.
So, yes, the gold medalists had that wonderful moment of achievement, and that was probably one of the things where you think, you know, it's a bit anticlimactic after that.
Yeah.
You can get a little bit like Michael Phelps with his swimming. You can get another gold medal, and I think in his case, I can't remember how many he ended up with.
A lot.
Over 20 or something like that, I think. But that ends, and then what? Can you do, you know, for example, Michael Phelps, you know, I think the greatest Olympian in many ways of all times. What does he do next? Does he sit back and go, I'm the greatest, and I don't think he's going to feel particularly satisfied given how much effort he's put into. And I think that's the case for a lot of us. There's a huge commitment. And that can be the same for people in business. It can be the same in the arts and so on and so forth. When you achieve the very pinnacle of that particular pursuit, you then, as you said, there's only one direction. Well, there's two directions, I suppose.
You can maintain.
That is maintaining it.
Yeah.
Or, going down.
I think this is going to sound kind of cliche, but I truly believe in enjoying the journey and less about the destination, because quite often you can associate your identity with that destination. Because then if you're the world champion in whatever this thing is, and you're so focused on becoming the world champion, and then now maybe you're a little bit older, there's another world champion, you're no longer the world champion, so who are you if you've defined yourself around that thing?
You were once the world champion. Once. Yeah. Exactly. It's interesting, isn't it? And there's so much of our lives. I still think we need goals. To my very core, I think we still need a target. We still need something to seek.
Yes.
Some peak, some mountain to climb, whatever it is. I think we still need that audacious, or maybe not quite so audacious. Yours was an audacious one. That motivator, if you will. But I also think that ultimately it is more about the journey than the end.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree with setting goals, because when you're enjoying that journey, it's moving you forward. And I think that's what makes life interesting, moving forward, as opposed to stagnating.
So you mentioned, I think briefly, and I'd just like to explore this a bit further, about what you want to achieve in Goals and Growth. Is it really to share some of your life lessons, I suppose? Would that be fair, or would you like to expand on that?
Yeah, I think so. And I guess a combination of that, together with the people that we interview and we bring on board, and just the human experience as a whole, it's a shared experience. Whether you live in Nepal or if you live in Invercargill, it's a shared human experience. And the more we share those stories, both myself and yourself and I, or the people we interview, the more we get to see the bigger picture of humanity, I guess.
We were very fortunate last week to watch and hear about New Zealand stories, weren't we?
Yeah, that's a very great example. And I think we're going to have to get those two ladies in for an interview one of these days.
Okay, do a search for New Zealand stories online. it's really insightful, isn't it? It's about people's who come to New Zealand, who are immigrants to New Zealand, about how they've adapted to life here. But everyone has a story, as they say.
Yes.
Everyone has a story. That's worth sharing. And it's a good segue, because if we're looking at the structure of our shows in the future, there will be interviews. Well, not on every show. We have a lot of people to interview,
yes.
I think.
Yes, we do.
And really, they will be people like the listeners. Some of them will probably be listeners, actually, of the show. There'll be young, old, all sorts of different ages.
All walks of life,
yeah. A complete kaleidoscope, if you will, of humanity, as much as we can encourage to, yes. to share their stories, really, and their goals, what they've learnt, what they're seeking perhaps to learn,
yeah.
What they're seeking to achieve, and how they're growing as people. Yeah, so it will be fascinating. Now, I was just thinking about that line, I've forgotten it, about goals
and how goals are the departure from the path of least resistance.
A departure from the path of least resistance.
A departure or a deviation.
a deviation. So often we hear about the path less travelled, or the route, yes. less travelled, or the road less travelled, if you like. And I can't remember who the author was.
Someone
famous, exactly. And that made all the difference to those people. You know, willing to take a new challenge, to go out and seek a bit of adventure, a new experience, a new opportunity, something better. And we also had, so that's the goals side. What about the growth part? How do we align that with the journey?
Yeah, I guess the journey of carving out your own space in the world, and the personal growth becomes an inherent product of that, and it really comes from the mahi involved in moving yourself towards that goal or that destination. And it's a byproduct of setting those goals.
Yep. And we talked about the forest analogy, didn't we?
Yes. Ngahere,
mm-hmm.
which I believe is Maori for forest, yes. And how even though goals can be a personal thing, but when you carve out a new path, you leave behind footprints. And those footprints can become the blueprint for the people that come after you. So, for instance, I can think of if you're the first woman to accomplish something, even though that can be a personal journey towards that thing, but you inherently lay the foundation for the next generation, and then they can learn about that, whether it's your family, your younger siblings, or if it's something that makes it into the history books and the next generation is going to read about that. And yeah, it's, again, I think it just ties back to the theme of the shared human experience, and as all of us as a collective, as a kaleidoscope, as you described it.
So it's something where you have your own unique footprint, and you'll have your own unique little pathway through, but you can see that somebody else has achieved something similar to what you want. Now, you'll have your own unique challenges, your own unique sort of growth experiences,
yeah.
over the course of that detour, but you already know that it can be achieved. Somebody else has done that. Somebody else has been down that path, or been on that journey before. So everyone's journey is going to be unique. For example, if you were the first one ever, if you hadn't heard of, if we go back to the Tarawera experience, if it was the very first time that the race had been run, and you had no one else that you knew of who had done that, Would you do it?
I think so, but I think it would be a different experience. Mm-hmm. And I think one example that comes to mind is the civil rights movement in America. And Jay-Z once said in a song, he said,
Jay-Z.
Rosa Parks sat so Martin could walk. Martin walked so Barack could run. And of course, he's referring to Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and Barack Obama. And I think it just, at the time, sometimes we can be focused on what we're doing, but then later on, we find out that you're inspiring someone or laying the groundwork for something bigger than you to come, possibly.
I agree. Awesome. Thank you. One of the things that we'll be sharing each show is a brief discussion about sustainable goals. Now, the UN has 17 sustainable goals, and they are, in no particular order of importance, no poverty, no hunger, good health, quality education, gender equality, clean water and sanitation, clean energy, good jobs and economic growth, innovation and infrastructure, reduced inequalities, sustainable cities and communities, responsible consumption, protect the planet, life below the water, life on the land, peace and justice, and finally, partnerships for these goals. Wow.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to going through some of those, because some of those are interrelated and they're multifaceted as well. Mm-hmm.
I think they all have an interrelationship at some level or another, don't they?
Yes.
So I think without those partnerships, for example, I think it was the final one I said, some of those are going to be very, very difficult, if not impossible, to achieve globally anyway.
Yes. Yeah. And they all relate to setting goals as well.
Exactly. And I think realistically, there's going to need to be some growth in people to achieve those. Because I had an interesting little aside. Now, what do you know about the growth mindset?
Oh, if I had to try and reiterate the precise definition of it, don't quote me on this, but I believe it involves embracing the challenges that you come across in your life or in whatever it may be.
Well, you have, haven't you? Usually.
And facing setbacks in trying to address that challenge. And then as you progress through the pathway of trying to address this, you find mastery of the skills, or I guess the tools that we're
using about that
to address this. Mm-hmm. And then learning from those and finding lessons to inspire or to entail to the actual success of eventually overcoming the challenge. Would that be close to the growth mindset?
I think you're fairly close to it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, growth mindset, it's seeking to be better. Really, to self-improve, as far as criticism is concerned. That's something that that challenges me, is I have to seek out constructive criticism and not take it as an attack. Anyway, that's something for me to work on as far as growth is concerned.
I think that's a big challenge for a lot of us, is receiving criticism and, like you said, not receiving it as an attack, but actually this is good. I want to get criticism. I want to get feedback or constructive criticism, not just like criticism for the sake of criticism.
Yeah, not really keen on trolling. not at all. Yeah. So a couple more things as far as the structure of the show. We've got the grow me part, which is each of us talking briefly about something we're wishing to develop. We're talking about growth mindset. Obviously, I just shared one thing, but there's probably a lot of things where we're looking at we'd like to grow or develop or improve or get better at. And then we've got a piece on something to say, and that's where we've probably got something either bugging us or delighting us or something we just can't help ourselves but share. Maybe some advice that we've been given that is fantastic and we've got to share it with everyone.
Yeah.
Or some advice that we think is terrible and we've got to let everyone know, just don't use this. You know, it doesn't work, or it's really, you know, it's counterproductive, or something like that.
And I think that'll keep us accountable as well, because as you know, Pete, growing never stops. And growing and learning and self-improvement, and if you're not, then life stagnates. And so, yeah, I think that'll help to keep us in check with our listeners as well.
So what was that? What was the pathway again? Least resistance. We want a bit of resistance in our lives.
Yes.
In a good way. Good resistance.
It keeps life interesting. Sometimes you've got to risk the vanilla for the rocky road.
Do we have a tip-top ad coming up? No, I don't think so. Oh, great. Thanks so much, Mordecai. That's our show for today, the reboot of Goals and Growth. What to look forward to with our future shows. My thanks to Mordecai for joining me and sharing the journey forward with me. Until next week, please go visit our Goals and Growth Facebook page. We have links to our podcasts and previous speakers. Whether religious or not, we wish you an especially good Friday. We welcome constructive feedback and comments. We are always learning and would really appreciate you sharing your insights and experiences. You can find us on plainsfm.org.nz and listen to our podcasts. Thanks for listening. Be kind and keep up with those small daily steps towards your life goals. Ngā mihi, and bye for now.
Ngā mihi.